Good morning. I'd like to begin by sharing some words from Edwina Gately and her Meditations of the Heart. I do not need to seek God. God is already here, waiting to be found, soaked in my reality. My journey is to be one of recognizing God, always, already present, and surfacing that presence in my daily life. As Edwina Gately reminds us, our journey here is of recognizing God, always, already present. One way we do this is by spending time inward, listening to our souls, to what stirs our souls, to the way God is present to us in our souls. And so what is our souls? What do we think about as the nature of our souls? Our souls are the interiors of our exteriors. Our souls, in an outer form, are the parts of us that we know as our consciousness, which includes thinking, feeling, our loving, our faith, our understanding, our willing. These are an outward form of our souls that live on after we die, that live on, these names that we remember today. And within these souls, within our souls, there is life itself. This innermost quality of our souls is the seat of love, the seat of our awareness, our consciousness, made in the image and the likeness of God. Without God, we would cease to exist. Our souls were formed by love, for love. In other words, our souls were formed to love God. The outer aspects of our souls, of our consciousness, which includes our unconscious as well, has loves too. It's a love of God, and the beautiful music that we just heard. Loves God's people, all of us, and loves God's creation. And this is a quality of love that we are working with to transform into this all-encompassing love of God that God invites us today in our lectionary readings. To look at and see God, to find God soaked in our reality, in the love of God through sunsets, stained glass windows, grassy meadows and mountains. Mocha almond fudge ice cream. Children. Dogs. Mocha almond fudge ice cream. When our outer aspects of our souls are aligned with our inner aspect of our soul, then these commandments are alive, lived, full. They are our very life as it flows through us in our daily life. One way to help this alignment to develop within ourselves is to spend time listening inward to this deeper quality of our souls. There's a variety of means by which we can do this. One way is simply noticing what arises within ourselves by way of our intuition. Some of you may have a good relationship with listening and discerning your intuition. But to be guided by your intuition means to be open to, to listen to, and to follow that intuition, which could be an aha, a bodily sense, a gut feel that is guiding us at times in our lives to pay attention inward to the things outward. I know Swedenborg, who I enjoy reading, would be guided by an intuitive experience, seeing a flame of light during the times of his writing, when he wasn't certain about what he was writing as being truthful. He would have this intuitive experience and see this light to affirm him. I know of a man who has a ringing in his ear when he's being told by God to pay attention to something here. It's loving, it's truthful. Not always what we want to hear. Sometimes it's about ourselves in the way we're not seeing the bigger picture. We're not seeing God in this. We're not seeing our projections onto another person. Another form of this inner listening can come through by way of our dreams, the metaphors that speak to us every night. In fact, I had prepared a sermon for this Sunday. And just a few days ago, I had said, this is a big topic. God, what would you like me to speak about? And I had a dream. And I was told that Swedenborg learned from his dreams. And that's the topic of this sermon, to learn from within. One friend I know was asking God, who is his spiritual teacher? Thinking of somebody they can follow. Give me a picture. And this man awoke the next morning with a dream. And it was a word. That's it. One dream, one word. And it was in another language. But it translated into heart. This man's spiritual teacher is his heart. Inward. Interior of our souls. And so that is another way of listening, as we do in our prayers, We listen within to our hearts, to what stirs most intimately in our hearts. When we think of smiling babies, that warms our heart. And we go there in our hearts and feel that love. That love is God. That sweetness is God being sweet and loving to us. Other forms of prayer include many forms of meditation, of contemplation, centering prayer, as people call, a way of being within your heart, as being in the presence of God. Our interior speaks to us through visions. Visions happen today, not just in the Old Testament of the prophets, not just in our indigenous Indian culture heritage through vision quests. I was given a workshop a year ago in San Diego for a church community, trying to discern the future of their church. And I was leading everybody in a guided visualization of what this future looked like. And one man had a vision that was sacred and beautiful. And in that vision, the minister of the church was right in the center of the church, not in the altar, but in the center of the church, with eyes half closed, looking inward. And all around the church was the most glorious green, most rich, fertile beauty of nature, of God's presence on earth. Some people hear an inner voice inside that guides them, that they listen to and follow. I know one man who would regularly hear guidance that he knew was loving and was truthful. And he also would hear voices that weren't so loving. I should say, actually, they were quite self-serving. And so he developed within him this capacity for discernment, to know which voice was guiding him closer to God and closer to a love of his neighbor and God through his neighbor, and which ones were about more self-serving needs. We may all have a language that we understand for listening within our own being that's unique to us in the way that God speaks uniquely to us individually. This way of listening inward is modeled by the original people, the original children of God on this earth, that we recognize symbolically as Adam and Eve. And we read in chapter 3 of Genesis how these people would take walks with God in the Garden of Eden every day. How these people would experience a communion with God in God's creation. And Swedenborg calls these people the most ancient church, And Swedenborg says, as you can read in your worship bulletin, the quote from Swedenborg, how these people were guided through their dreams and their visions. How their souls were open to God's presence, to God's beauty, through their dreams and their visions. And Swedenborg also goes on to say how these people were open to following and listening and following the presence of God in God's creation. The experience of them, of creation, like things back then, mountains, rocks, trees, waters, houses, animals, had a significance and a quality that represented a quality of God for them. And they enjoyed those things for that quality. The rocks, the mountains, the rivers, the animals, their houses, they're dead. They're just matter, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Nothing to be loved by them, in them. It's what they signified within that drew their hearts, that resonated in their souls, that kept them in communion with God. For a flower that we enjoy smelling and looking at, it was the fragrance of God. It was the beauty and the wisdom of God in its creation and its colors. And it was the presence of God through those things. A mountain, an exalted form of God. A rock, as an essential fundamental truth of God. The quality of rock, determining the quality of that truth. A fire, the warmth of God, the light of God. These people listened outwardly to the qualities of God and the presence of God through the creation of God. And this is what we can do today. These chairs that we're sitting on. What is our experience of these chairs? Well, I find them comfortable. They support us, they comfort us, they ease us. They ease our bodies, and through our bodies, they ease our souls. And through the simple thing of a chair, we can experience the quality of God, or qualities as comforting, supporting, easing. To know the way God is attending to us through our needs. And by these, experience a gratitude to God within. We recently rescued a dog from an animal shelter. And this dog, and many of you who have dogs, know of this unconditional love of dogs. Extremely faithful. Usually obedient. but I have come to enjoy that faithfulness of God that I experience in the dog. That excitement about seeing me. The God that is excited to see me. The joy that this dog and animal expresses being around my kids, playing with them. The play of God. The joy of God. It's abundant. Everything in our creation is but an opportunity to experience the qualities of God. And through those, the presence of God. And it's this way with those people who've touched our lives. The people who we've named, who we pray for, who've passed on, who are still alive within our hearts, within our souls. We think of the ways they have touched us. Maybe it was the way they listened to us that made us feel felt heard. Maybe it's the way they recognized us for who we are, completely, in all of our goofiness, silliness, simpleness, stupidness. And they just loved us. Maybe the way they drew out the goodness in us. Maybe the way they made you laugh through their humor and their lightheartedness. These qualities of listening, of loving, of recognizing, lightheartedness, these are qualities of God that we enjoyed in these others. Their presence in our lives was God's presence in our lives. In more ways than we are aware of. Especially the challenging ways. The more our souls continue to enjoy and expand the way God is loving us, the way God is soaked in our realities, the more we will enjoy a love of God. And the love of God's people. Amen.